Hey, good morning, everyone. Good to see you. Thanks for joining me on another Wealth Coffee Chat. Dalek Savings is over. Fantastic. It's good to see. We're back on the regular scheduling, which is awesome. So good to see a bunch of you on this morning. It's a bit easier to get it organized when you're not running around on the way to work to come along to Wealth Coffee Chat. So that's good. Thanks for joining us. I know there's a bit of a spelling mistake now. I was rushing this morning trying to get stuff done, but great to have you here, folks. Good to see you. If you're new to the chat show, then Jason Witten's my name. Welcome along. Thanks for joining. Been doing these Wealth Coffee Chats for a little while now. And each weekday we get together about 10 past eight. We talk about what's going on out in the world of property investing. Try and stay on track, folks, for this destination, this idea of becoming a property investor and growing our portfolio and creating wealth and passive income in the future. Takes a bit of time. If you didn't already know, if you're popping along and you're looking for a couple of get rich quick scheme tips, this is not the place for you. However, if you're interested in buying really good real estate, owning it for a long time and creating some wealth that you could never imagine, this is the right spot. So hang around. We want to talk about what's going on out there in the world of property investing. There's 10 things going on right now. 10. There's probably more, actually. But 10 big things that if you don't get your act together sooner rather than later, the market's going to move on, folks, pretty quickly and pretty sharply, and maybe make it more expensive for you to buy in the future. So I thought we might touch base on a few of those things today, this morning on a Wealth Coffee Chat. Maybe put it in the chat. What do you guys think? There's a few of you online right now, which is great to see. Chris is here. Good to see you, Chris. Give us a shout out in the chat if you're joining us, where you're coming in from, and what do you think? What do you think? What are the things that are going on right now in the Australian residential property investment world that might be, affecting the pricing or the value of real estate? Let's have a little talk about that. Let's go into what we might think. Number one, the big one right now, and these are probably interlinked. Let's be honest, interlinked. Hey, there's Carl all the way from the sunny coast. Sunny coast is pretty good. MJ, good to see you, mate. Haven't seen you for a while. Hope you're well. Fantastic to have you on this morning. Fantastic. So there's 10 things that I'm going to talk about this morning. Well, maybe we just have a high-level conversation about them. The idea of supply right now, the supply of new construction real estate. Matter of fact, the supply of secondhand listed real estate, the two supply, new and old, let's call it secondhand, let's call it whatever. Carl, get into it, man. Don't muck around. The world's moving on pretty quickly, and there's a few things happening right now, which is going on. So, the world of supply, old properties, secondhand properties being listed for sale on the residential market, on realestate.com, domain.com, Ray White, Harcourts, you name it. LJ Hooker is down. Old properties listed for sale is down 40% across the nation. 40% down from 5 years ago, folks. 40% down. All right. So there are 40% less secondhand properties being listed as well. And the new properties, depending on where you're looking, is anywhere from 40 to 70% down in supply, all right, from a while ago. Now, there's records. So there's 40-year lows in new approvals in some of these places. And folks, this is an absolute disaster. It's going to poleax the market out there, and is already poleaxing the market right now. Supply is down. A long way down. Oh, is this down, and not in a good way at all? This is not going to be long-term good for anything out there. Population is up. Population is booming. I think there's like 600 to 700,000 new immigrants to Australia in the last couple of years. New. So we've got record down and we've got record up. Absolutely disaster when it comes to the world of property investing. That's leading to things like vacancy rates. Vacancy rates down pretty close to under 1% in every capital city or in every other area. There's one or two sort of spots in the CBDs where, you know, there's a lot of very average properties, but that's still down at record lows. So record lows. So all of these are records, right? All of these are records, not in a good way. Well, I mean, the population vacancy down. Depending on which side of the coin you're sitting here with this stuff. So vacancy rates are down across the country, which means rents have been skyrocketing, folks. Skyrocketing. Going up crazily everywhere right now. Rents up, vacancy down. Very sadly, it's not going to – this is not builders going bust. All right, we've had over 3,000 builders in Australia go bust. A lot of the major building companies in this country, major building companies going bust or choking on the ability to deliver the properties, all right? That is a big disaster. That's one of the things I think the government should be held accountable to this shit. They caused this. Like the government, absolute muppets, all of them, the friggin' Greens carrying on like pork chops trying to extort the you know, existing government from supply. You know, they're all idiots anyway. They're fucking, anyway, I'll get a bit fired up about this. I can tell you. So builders going bust. That's not helping. That's not helping at all, folks. All right. Supply chains down. What else has gone on? What else is happening right now out there in the world of property investing? I can tell you a few things that, let's call it CPI, but costs have gone up. Costs have gone up. Costs to deliver a new property are up 30 to 40% in the last 2 years. So the cost to deliver a new house, the cost to deliver a new apartment, actually apartments are way more expensive. I did a little wealth copy chat so not so long ago showing the cost. There's $180,000 worth of taxes from the friggin' government. I did this in Victoria. Absolutely scumbags. You know, they carry on. We'll tax people down there. Anyway, I'm going to get distracted and I won't finish my talk this morning. Anyway, absolute muppets, a lot of them. They need a good kick in the pants. CPI, cost to deliver a property up, all right, up significantly in Australia. All right. What else? Number six, students. We've had record number of students, not only permanent migration, record number of permanent migrants coming into the country. Record. Now, this is like record, like most ever. So you got the worst ever supply, and we've got the most ever population coming in, new population in Australia. You know, doesn't take friggin' Einstein to work this shit out. The government knew this. The government have seen this coming for ever in a day, all right? Absolute turkeys. Students, record students. There are 7,000 rooms short, 7,000 rooms short in the student accommodation world. Student accommodation. Now, if you're an investor, don't buy student accommodation as a physical building. It's rubbish. It's the banks hate it. The banks are another one of those bloody... Actually, it's APRA. APRA, a bunch of twats. Anyway, I get fired up. 7,000 rooms short, folks. 7,000 rooms short. Where are they going to stay? What are they going to do? Tell me in the chat, what are the students going to do? You know what they're going to do? They're going to drop the rent. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to go and stay in a property somewhere, and your regular renter is not going to be able to handle that. You won't be able to buy. You won't be able to rent a place on your own. This is the next one. There's some Muppet governments, you know, gouging the property market with taxes. Absolute turkeys. And you know what they think? They're going to, you know, they go, oh, here's an idea. You know, we're going to be saved by institutions doing build to rent. It's less than 2% of the supply, not only in lending in personal terms, not in personal terms, but in terms for us as property investors, as individuals right now, lending for developers, folks. Lending for developers and money coming into the country, the banks are not lending money like they should be to projects. They're reducing their loan-to-value ratios. You know, the banks are backing out. The government's not underwriting the construction. It's not speeding up the approval process making it worse. So lending is down. Lending is down. It's harder for the developers to lend money to get their projects off the ground, right? Number nine, the developers. The developers to get approvals, development approvals, right? The development approvals are still full of red tape. It's not gonna happen. The development cycle from today, folks, from today, even if they waved a magic wand and said, right, we'll make things easier to fix. Yep, exactly, Luke. Exactly. Yeah, 3% buffers help no one. Yeah, seriously, they're not going to put the bloody interest rates up 3% anymore. They need to be dropping those bloody buffers. Absolute twats. Yep. And then, yeah, students everywhere. Absolutely everywhere, I tell you. So developers being supported with approvals, again, the government's got their heads firmly up their bums where the sun doesn't shine, carrying like a bunch of pork chops, right? And last but not least, the competition with labor, all right? Labor. Where are people getting jobs? Well, I can tell you in places like Western Australia and Queensland, the industries, infrastructure projects are competing with development projects, and the infrastructure projects are paying more money, right? So the government is making it worse by paying infrastructure projects more cash. Well, you know, where would you go? You'd go, you know, if you're a tradie, where would you go? You could go and if you make, $100 an hour or $80 an hour, well, you're going to make $100 an hour, aren't you? In this sort of space. So there's 10 things that are going on, team. Supply down, disaster. Population up, vacancy rates down, rents up, builders going bust, the cost to deliver new property up, you know, students, record students in the country, governments putting in taxes and, making it psychologically blocking. Now, it's not real blocking, by the way. You know, the Muppet down in Victoria, Andrews, gouged more land tax. Now that's about $1,200 a year. It's not the end of the world, folks. I'm telling you, don't leave Victoria just because, you know, there's a little bit more tax there. There's plenty of wealth and value there. You know, Australia's second biggest state, going to be the biggest population, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Don't run away from Dodge just because, you know, of that stuff. You got to understand what's real and what's not. Lending. The buffers are still in place. You can't get money into this damn country. You know, the government's locked it down. Developers can't get their developments approved. And then labor is going elsewhere, you know. You've got to build 1.2 million houses. Not going to happen, folks. Well, not going to happen. We have never built 1.2 million houses or the amount. We were close in, this was like 2015, I think. 2015, which was fantastic, which we'd been behind for quite a while delivering stock to Australia anyway and to the population. And we had a bit of a golden sun moment, which was fantastic, right? And then along came APRA. So the government in their wisdom said, oh, you know what we don't like? We don't like people borrowing money, and we don't like overseas money coming into this country and creating dwellings. What a bunch of idiots. In comparison, and this is just in comparison, the Australian development market is a bunch of busted ass bums compared to the rest of the world. There's no money here. Anyway, in comparison, right? You know, anyway, then no one else has stepped up to the plate, right? The banks are shit the bed. The government's going, oh, it's not our fucking problem, you know, and there's no one wants to lend money to the development industry. Anyway, not like they used to back in the day. Anyway, there you go. Got this Muppet running around town, putting up 16 taxes in Victoria, people leaving down there. There it is, 454,000 people permanently migrated to Australia. What else have we got going on? Yeah, infrastructure projects everywhere. You know, this is you can't really see that. But I'm telling you, team, students, there you go, 7,000 beds short in the system. What's going to happen there? And builders going broke. But anyway, there you go. Wealth Coffee Chat done and dusted for today. There's a lot going on. Here's the drill. Here's the takeaway, team. If you're sitting on your hands right now, you shouldn't be. If you're a property investor and you can purchase real estate, you can get involved, you should be. You should be getting involved. If you're worried about things, well, give us a... thanks, Luke. Yeah, the coffee's kicking in now. If you're worried about interest rates or whatever, don't be. At some point in the next 1 to 2 years, they're going to go down. They're not going to put them up. And, you know, rents are skyrocketing anyway. They're going absolutely off the charts, folks, off the charts. So, you know, there's strategies and techniques off the plan. You can pay for something now, and then you can put in a deposit now and you don't have to pay for it for a little while, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, there you go. Wealth Coffee Chat done and dusted for today. I'm actually all big Kev about daylight savings being over or the other way around. Anyway. There you go. All right, folks, that's it from me. If you haven't heard yet, we are running a mid-year June conference, a big positive conference, 3 days or 2.5 days up in the Gold Coast where we're all going to get together. If you want to find out more about that, check out in the Facebook group and you reach out to your coaching team. They'll let you know the dates and the times and the bits and pieces how you can get some tickets. We're going to have 12 speakers. It's going to be good. Anyway, there you go, folks. That's it. I better go because I've gone over time. Join me tomorrow for another one, folks. Good to see you. Thanks for joining. Adios. Bye for now.